البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. Number 6: to observe and recognize his kindness, his favors and blessings, those that are hidden and those that are apparent. This is surely from the causes of his love. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed and commanded that if you thank Allah, Allah will increase you. And if you were displeased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment is severe and harsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you and I, and we need to know this, and we need to remember this, and we need to constantly understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And if you're to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. You will never be able to encompass them. A blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only that which we see to be a blessing, such as food and we say alhamdulillah, drink and we say alhamdulillah, clothing and we say alhamdulillah, a family alhamdulillah, children alhamdulillah, work. Yes, this is material, this is tangible things that we see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a few verses with how the insan had come from nothing, created from a nutfa, amshajin, yani natina, something that's not so pleasant in smell. And anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informs us after this, and I'm not translating, of course, all the verses here, but the shahid of these verses, inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakira wa imma kafura. We have guided him, hadaynahu, we've guided him, inna hadaynahu sabil, to the path. But he's either thankful or not thankful, or thankful and ungrateful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says shakir, he's either thankful or kafur, constantly ungrateful. And it wasn't constantly grateful and constantly ungrateful. It came on the wazan of shakir. But the other one, kafur, is more severe in being ungrateful. Because the servant, without knowing, is more ungrateful than being grateful. I ask you, as you're sitting listening, upright, insha'Allah, and healthy, nas'al Allah ta'ala al-afwa wal-afiyah, are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you're sitting, being able to listen? Are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you're sitting that you are not complaining of aches and pains in the back or the head? Or are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for movement of your eyes, your limbs? Are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your seeing your beautiful children and family around you? Are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for when you eat, how it digests correctly, and how then you relieve yourself? And if someone does not relieve themselves, it's a sickness. Do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things? We do not. Verily, if we're to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly for this, you'll be constantly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, you'll be breathing, saying alhamdulillah. Your heart's pumping, alhamdulillah. Allah says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. And Allah has showered you, indulged you, covered you with his blessings, inwardly and outwardly. We don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the functioning of our body internally. And then even the ulama mentioned that if you thank Allah for this, then your thanking of Allah requires thanking Allah. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who enabled you to thank him. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever sees goodness, let him thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So us observing the kindness of Allah and the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and really identifying that we are blessed. And when you are struggling, when you are sick, know that it's an expiation. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. That all your affairs is good. When you lose money, but you're thankful and you're patient, know that you're being patient. You know that you're being rewarded for patience. When you lose a child, well, guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if the person loses the coolness of their eye and they are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into the paradise. So no matter, even if we are being afflicted, the affliction is goodness. Remember we mentioned, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you dislike something, but it is good for you. So acquiring and attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by you recognizing the favors and the kindness of Allah and the blessings of Allah, the hidden and those which are apparent. And surely from this, this should cause His love, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants you to thank Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, and your sa'y, your efforts is but thanked. So we need to be aware of this. We need to be God conscious of this. We need to be acquainted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered us with blessings. So you being truthful with this and knowing that everything is from Allah and nothing is from you, this inshaAllah ta'ala is what will require the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of the shakkareen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who thank Him constantly, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to thank Him even through adversities. Allahumma ameen. Wa jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.